Chapter 14. The council chamber was full in a very literal sense on the fourth day of the trial of Hober Mallow, master traitor. The only councilman absent was feebly cursing the fractured skull that had bedridden him. The galleries were filled to the aisleways and ceilings with those few of the crowd who by influence, wealth, or sheer diabolic perseverance had managed to get in. The rest filled the square outside, in swarming knots about the open-air trimensional visors. Anchor Jail made his way into the chamber with the near-futile aid and exertions of the police department, and then through the scarcely smaller confusion within to Hober Mallow's seat. Mallow turned with relief. "By Selden, you cut it thin. Have you got it?" "Here, take it," said Jail. "It's everything you asked for." "Good. How are they taking it outside?" "They're wild, clear through." Jail stirred uneasily. "You should never have allowed public hearings. You could have stopped them." "I didn't want to." "There's lynch talk. And Publius Manlio's men on the outer planets."
"I wanted to ask you about that, Jail.
He's stirring up the hierarchy against me, is he?"
"Is he?
It's the sweetest setup you ever saw. As Foreign Secretary, he handles the prosecution in a case of interstellar law. As High Priest and Primate of the Church, he rouses the fanatic hordes."
"Well, forget it.
Do you remember that Hardin quotation you threw at me last month? We'll show them that the atom blaster can point both ways." The mayor was taking his seat now, and the council members were rising in respect. Mallow whispered, "It's my turn today. Sit here and watch the fun." The day's proceedings began, and 15 minutes later, Hober Mallow stepped through a hostile whisper to the empty space before the mayor's bench. A lone beam of light centered upon him, and in the public visors of the city, as well as on the myriads of private visors in almost every home of the Foundation's planets, the lonely, giant figure of a man stared out defiantly. He began easily and quietly. "To save time, I will admit the truth of every point made against me by the prosecution. The story of the priest and the mob, as related by them, is perfectly accurate in every detail." There was a stirring in the chamber and a triumphant mass snarl from the gallery. He waited patiently for silence. However, the picture they presented fell short of completion. I ask the privilege of supplying the completion in my own fashion. My story may seem irrelevant at first. I ask your indulgence for that. Mallow made no reference to the notes before him.